And I am John Rothman in for Grex, and there is no place I would rather be than right here with you on KGO. I'm going to wave goodbye to Nikki Madoro. See you soon, Nikki. And we have such an exciting night tonight. We have so much to cover, and I want you to know I'm going to keep us all very alert. All right, here we go. I want to start out with politics, of course. And I don't know how many of you read the Wall Street Journal today. This is unbelievable, unprecedented, in as far as I know, in political history. Under a caption, Trump's self-reckoning, the GOP nominee and his supporters face a moment of truth. This is how it begins. Donald Trump lashed out at the media on Sunday after more stories describing dysfunction inside his presidential campaign. And then they quote Donald Trump. If the disgusting and corrupt media covered me honestly and didn't put false meaning into my words, I would say I would be beating Hillary by 20%. And by the way, the last paragraph here is very simple. This is the Wall Street Journal. This is not a liberal publication. This is a publication that really doesn't like Hillary Clinton, rips her all the time, very supportive of Republican candidates. This is how the last paragraph reads. If they can't get Mr. Trump to change his act by Labor Day, the GOP will have no choice but to write off the nominee as hopeless and focus on salvaging the Senate and House and other down-ballot races. As for Mr. Trump, he needs to stop blaming everyone else and decide if he wants to behave like someone who wants to be president or turn the nomination over to Mike Pence. 8080810. This is a blast at Donald Trump from a spot where he should have been supported. They are absolutely furious. And how did Donald Trump respond? Oh, I love it. Donald Trump sent out a tweet. Naturally. I have always been the same person, remain true to self. The media wants me to change, but it would be very dishonest to supporters to do so. And he signed it, Donald Trump. And then he added, it's not freedom of the press when newspapers and others are allowed to say and write whatever they want, even if it's completely false. I want your reaction, particularly if you're a Trump supporter or if you're a Republican. And if you think I'm beating up on Donald Trump, wait till we get to Hillary Clinton tonight, which we will do. But I want your reaction when a major conservative voice, a newspaper that clearly doesn't want Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States, turns around and blasts Donald Trump. Unprecedented. Essentially, what they're saying is shape up or ship out. So I want your reaction, particularly if you're a Trump supporter, particularly if you're a conservative Republican, if you're listening to this broadcast, I want you to call 8080810. And I want to know how you react to what the Wall Street Journal is saying. This is not the New York Times. This is not the Washington Post. This is not a liberal publication. This is a hard conservative publication turning around and saying to Donald Trump, well, if you can't shape up, ship out. 8080810. If I were a Republican tonight, I would be very distressed. I would be very depressed. I would wonder, what in the world is this coming to? And by the way, this is mounting every day with more and more Republicans walking away from Donald Trump. And if you stop and you think about it, Sean Hannity, who broadcasts on our sister station, KSFO, has turned around and he says, listen, this is clear. If Donald Trump, as a candidate for president, can't cut it, he's going to take down the rest of the party. All right, let's go straight to the phones. Many of you calling. Joe calling from Berkeley. Joe, welcome to KGO.
Hey, how are you doing? Great conversation. So,
thank you.
That the Wall Street Journal doesn't support him doesn't bother me because they're not a conservative newspaper to begin with. But the point is,
you're going in and out on me, and I'm really sorry. Hold on. Just readjust your phone. Let's see if we can get it right because I really want to hear what you have to say.
Can you hear me better now, sir?
Yes. Let's try it.
Okay, great. So that the Wall Street Journal does not support him is not a surprise. The Wall Street Journal is not in any way a conservative newspaper. It's a pro-establishment newspaper, and they would rather support Hillary over Trump. But that's neither here nor there.
May I tell you something? I listened to my colleague here on KGO at 10 o'clock, John Batchelor. I listened to the John Batchelor show as I'm driving home. And I can tell you, he has people from the Wall Street Journal in all the time, from the editorial board, writers, all the rest. If they're not conservatives, that is, if they're not supporting Republicans, I don't know what I'm listening to. It must be The Onion.
That's fair. But their point is well taken, which is he needs to act like an adult and stop the clowning around. Everyone agrees with that. His behavior the last 2 weeks has been embarrassing. Totally agree. However, his speech today on foreign policy, I thought, was cogent and was rational. And one may not agree, but at least, you know, he put out a real plan. Now, let's see how the media reacts to that and debate that on its merits. But he's got to stop blaming everybody. He's got to take responsibility for his actions. And, you know, if he were to come out and say, you know what, this was just a joke. I want to sell more books. I want to do more TV. I don't want to be president. And if that's the case, then he should say that and step aside. But if not, he has a chance if he acts like an adult and stops clowning around.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you, I'm going to talk at great length about the speech that was given by Donald Trump when we come back from the half hour. I think it's very important. We have some sound bites. I'm going to talk about Mike Pence's reaction to the speech as he expressed it. We're really going to explore it because it you're right. It goes to the heart of where Trump is. So we will do that. So I want you to stay listening and come back. But I want to get more of your comments on the Wall Street Journal. I want to get more of your comments about really the bottom falling out, I think, from under the Trump campaign. So let's do that just for this half hour. Many of you want to comment on this, 8080810. I want to know how you react to the Wall Street Journal blasting Donald Trump and saying if you can't cut it, just leave and let Mike Pence take over. 8080810 is the number. It is 7:15, and Neil West is standing by with traffic. Neil, good evening to you.